application?
Case number 12633, Brent Beaver seeks variances from the front yard setback for existing structures, section 115.25, 115.182, and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast side of East Redden Road, approximately 0.2 miles northeast of DuPont Highway, Route 113. The 911 address is 18932 East Redden Road, Georgetown. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 135, Map 6, Parcel 10.03. The applicant is requesting a 16-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback requirement for existing steps on a deck, a 20-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback for an existing deck, and a 13-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard for the existing dwelling. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address to the record?
Brent Beaver, 20231 Gravelo Road, Georgetown, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Evening. Pretty much, I bought the property at sheriff's sale back in August and was going to fix it up during the off season once business slowed down and stuff. Apparently, business didn't slow down this year. So right now, we're working on a big project across the street. So we pretty much had to sell the property as is. We had it under contract, no issues. The buyer got a survey done, and they said the property, I was told the whole property itself, the house and the additions were not in the variance. But when I contacted the county code and everything, they pretty much said it was just the front deck that wasn't in compliance with the setbacks. So apparently the deck was built in 1996 and they never got a CO for it, but I didn't do anything to the property besides just landscaping, cleanup, and everything like that. I submitted some pictures from like different angles showing how far out the porch is or deck is compared to the neighbor's deck, and it's pretty much the same distance from the road as a neighbor's deck. And they told me to come here to do a variance just to get that approved or assume we got to do with the deck. Either tear it down or just leave it as is.
Does that complete your presentation?
Yeah, that's about it.
Questions from the board?
So you bought this as is?
Yes.
Back in April?
August.
August, I'm sorry.
Could you zoom out a little bit on that? A little bit more? Okay. Thank you.
And it looks as though the distance from your property line to road edge, there's some room there?
Yeah, there's some room there. Pretty much the house beside me, number 11, has a porch on the front of it too, and it would be the same distance from the road itself. The house is 10.04, 10.05 are set back a little bit farther, but I was told that the whole house is not within the 45-foot setback, which is kind of odd because they said the only thing that's not in compliance is the front deck.
Since you've owned the property, have you ever had any complaints about the deck?
No.
No complaints from neighbors? Nobody's come up and said anything about it?
No.
I'm familiar with that area, and it's been unchanged. I go by there almost every day since 96, 95, some long time.
Norwood, I'm looking at the survey by Cotton Engineering, and I'm trying to answer my own question here on the scale from property line to the edge of the road. Would we have an estimate of what that distance might be? I'm looking, according to the survey, I'm looking at 27 feet
right
from property line to the dwelling.
Right.
So that would explain your 40
yeah
challenge. But we have a distance from property line to road edge. And I'm guessing.
Oh, I see it now, sorry.
13, 14.
Yeah, and I guess edge. Perhaps that question. Looking at the site plan, it shows the edge of the gravel driveway
the gravel
on
yeah
there that protrudes further than your front property line. And on it, it seems to terminate, and it looks like there would probably be, does it go right to the edge of Redden Road, or is it?
It goes right to the edge, yes.
Okay.
Looks like another 20 feet where that gravel.
So would you say there's about 40 feet from
edge of road.
The edge of that road to your deck?
No.
Have you measured it?
No, I didn't measure it. I haven't owned that property since October now, because it already went through settlement and everything. It's just pending this approval for variance.
Yeah, but you never took a tape measure and tried to see how far?
No, I never took a tape measure to it, because I never knew about it until the buyer actually did a survey of it.
Okay. How wide is the deck?
I'm going to say about like 18 feet wide. It's like 18 feet by 12. Yeah, 12 feet deep.
Okay.
Do you have any septic on this property?
There's a septic out in the back.
Behind the house?
Yeah, all the way in the back. Okay. I think in that picture there, it would probably be closer to where that green tree is, really, between the green tree and the...
Kind of like middle of the lot?
Yeah, kind of the middle right there.
Do you know how old that house is?
That I don't know, and they couldn't find the information on the county records either.
Does it pose any visibility issues on Redden Road?
No.
Ms. Norwood, the applicant has stated that he thought the dwelling was had a CO issue, but I recall you were saying that the variance was for the deck, steps, and dwelling.
Yeah, well, we added the dwelling per the survey. We weren't able to determine the age of the dwelling, so we're fine to permit, but the two neighbors' homes are non-conforming. They all appear on the map to be about the same distance, so I don't know if that come into play. But there was a permit pulled for the deck in 1996. It was never issued a certificate of compliance. Can't talk about it. And so we just included the dwelling just to cover
just it for as clarity.
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you. I have no further question.
I would think that structure and that house has been there since before zoning. I'm pretty sure.
It just wasn't noted on the card.
Yeah.
So, couldn't tell.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition to this application?
Operator?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. There are no further questions. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12633 for Mr. Brent Beaver for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record this evening. Property's unique with its age, and the exceptional practical difficulty is due to that, and it has not been created by the applicant, and will not it won't affect the neighborhood in any way.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I too, for those reasons. So with a vote of 3-0, case number 12633 has been approved.
Thank you very much.
Good evening.
Happy holidays.